Pray aright. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:16. Paul outlines in magnificent detail the Christian's armour in the day of trouble. The armour of Ephesians 6 is not for occasional use, during an enemy attack. It is the lifelong uniform of a believer in this world of suffering and sin. The battle in which Christians are engaged is a lifelong 24/7 onslaught. The strategies and wiles of the enemy seek to unnerve and unseat the believer. But our spiritual armour, combined with one final weapon, is a winning combination. For every piece of the armour is Christ Jesus, and we need to wear him daily. But that final strategic weapon is outlined in Ephesians 6:18. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Most prayer of the saints are ineffective, never reaching a peripheral target. The majority of our intercession is impotent, falling short of the desired mark. One reason for powerless prayer is not applying 1 John 1:9 by first confessing sins. One reason for impotent prayer is not getting into fellowship via confession to God. This is not a man-made confession with rosary or other unbiblical customs. This is not man-made repentance in a little confessional box to a man. Christians are instructed to go boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. The veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom, giving access to the Father. What an amazing privilege we have as believers to petition the throne of heaven. But God wants all his children to stay in fellowship by admitting their sins to him. Another reason for ineffectual prayer is self-arrogance, so deep set within us all. This is proud reliance upon self instead of humble dependence upon the Father. Self-reliance excludes Christ-reliance, and God only sees us as in the Beloved. When we think our good works give us access to God, we deny the blood of Christ. If you have even one doubt about God's provision, you're in this category. If you have a question mark over the promises of God, it applies to you too. If you doubt God's love or question your security in Christ, you deny his cross. For these are wrong perceptions of Christ's finished work on the cross. This is an incorrect understanding of God's attributes, his justice and love. A third reason for unanswered prayer combines the above two: asking amiss. These are prayers offered for one's own end rather than God's purpose or his way. If you examine any prayer in Scripture, you will see this vital principle in play. First, we must be in fellowship with God if prayers are to be effective. And this is simply outlined in 1 John 1:9. It's as easy as ABC. Second, we must be properly clad in the Lord, as outlined in Ephesians 6. Every piece of armour is the Lord Jesus. We are to be under his covering. Third, we must pray aright, as outlined by James and others. We are to ask in faith, trusting God at his word, believing what he says. Oh, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss. This isn't rocket science, but simply set out in Scripture for all desiring to live godly. Effective praying needs a right relationship with God. Effective prayer to the Father is covered by Christ. Effective prayer to God will be guided by the Spirit. The effective prayer of the righteous is potent, powerful, and will accomplish much. If prayers are ineffective, the defect is not in God. If prayers are ineffective, the reason lies within you or me, but never with God. If prayers are ineffective, we need to carefully examine ourselves in all the above. If prayers are ineffective, it may mean your timing is not in line with God's. Revelation 8 shows us the time that all prayer will reach their ultimate fulfillment. Ephesians 6 shows us how to pray effectively in this fierce battle. James 5 shows us that effective prayer accomplishes much. 1 John 1:9 brings us into right relationship with the Father. So how are we to pray aright? Praying at all times, on every occasion, in every season, continuously. Praying in spirit and truth, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Praying with all manner of prayer and entreaty. Praying to the end that we keep alert and watchful. Praying with a strong purpose, patient endurance, perseverance. Praying and interceding on behalf of all the saints. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.